Fair de Lance by Rex Stout. Copyright 1934 by Rex Stout. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book has 285 pages and is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. There was no reason why I shouldn't have been sent for the beer that day, for the last ends of the Fairmont National Bank case had been gathered in the week before, and there was nothing for me to do but errands, and Wolf never hesitated about running me down to Murray Street for a can of shoe polish if he happened to need one. But it was Fritz who was sent for the beer. Right after lunch his bell called him up from the kitchen before he could have got the dishes washed, and after getting his orders he went out and took the roadster, which we always left parked in front. An hour later he was back, with the rumble seat piled high with baskets filled with bottles. Wolf was in the office, as he and I called it. Fritz called it the library, and I was in the front room reading a book on gunshot wounds which I couldn't make head or tail of, when I glanced through the window and saw Fritz pull up at the curb. It was a good excuse to stretch my legs, so I went out and helped him unload and carry the baskets into the kitchen, where we were starting to stow the bottles away in a cupboard when the bell rang. I followed Fritz into the office. Wolf lifted his head. I mention that because his head was so big that lifting it struck you as being quite a job. It was probably really bigger than it looked, for the rest of him was so huge that any head on top of it but his own would have escaped your notice entirely.
"Where's the beer?"
"In the kitchen, sir. The lower cupboard on the right," I thought.
"I want it in here. Is it cold?"
"And an opener and two glasses."
"Mostly cold, yes, sir."